All right, Eric Gray joins us. Eric, nice to have you here. Of course, we love your daughter, Rachel. We see her all the time. She works at the ballpark. And we follow the progress of this book, Bases to Bleachers. So tell us a little bit about how this came about. It is a collection of personal baseball stories from the stands and beyond. And it's a heavy book. There's a lot of stories in here.
It is, yeah. Marty, thank you. A total honor and pleasure to be on the show. That better now?
You're good.
Okay.
All right.
A total pleasure to be here. Thank you. I was at a ball game with my wife, Lynn, our friend Cheryl, and our daughter, who you know and love as Elevator Rachel, back in August of 2011.
It's not rocket surgery.
It is not. It was August of 2011, and I just idly asked the question, so what was your favorite game or what was your favorite moment ever at a baseball game? And Lynn and Cheryl had the same answer, and I went home and I sent an email to about 30 friends asking them, what's your favorite game? And for me, it was, I was there the day they retired Mickey Mantle's number, being at a game, taking Rachel and her brother David to their first game, when a photographer took a photo of Dusty Baker with his arms around the kids. So anyway, I sent out a list of 6 games and I asked them what theirs was. And I included my friend Andy, just really to give him a hard time, because Andy likes baseball less than anyone I've ever known. And he sent me a story about the only game he went to ever with his dad. And it was so touching. And I knew right then that I had to do a book. So at that point, I started to email more people. And I asked them to email their friends. And then if you were walking down the street and you had a Minnesota Twins hat or a Houston Astros shirt, wherever you were, whether it was at a baseball game or in an airport, in a restaurant, in a movie theater, it didn't matter. I was asking you about a story. And then I joined Facebook groups, and that's when it really exploded. And in the course of this project, I have over 1,250 stories from over 700 contributors, and that's how this whole thing progressed.
The book is called Bases to Bleachers, a collection of personal baseball stories from the stands and beyond. Now, the question I've got, or I guess maybe you can elaborate on this, is it's not like these aren't game stories. These aren't this guy hit a double, then this guy hit a triple. Sure, some of that plays in, but these are how the game or that day or what the memory was that made you feel about the game of baseball.
That is exactly right. I actually describe this book as more of a human interest book in a baseball setting than a baseball book. Sure, there are play of game stories.
Course, yeah.
For example, there are 3 stories that people gave me, each of them about a single Roberto Clemente throw. All different throws, different games, but think about how amazing he was to do that. But it is absolutely more of a human interest book. You know, the chapters I have, you know, the core of the book really is family stories. It's called Generation to Generation. What baseball means to me, whether it's about their team or just what the game has done for them. There are chapters on women in baseball, and I've come to learn women don't just want to be softball players. They want to be baseball players. There's a chapter on the Negro Leagues. I have stories from over 14 countries around the world. And, you know, Mickey, can I have your autograph? People who've met their players and my time on the field. I mean, just this whole array of things that just brings the humanity to the whole thing.
It's great stuff because everybody here's got a story about somebody that either taught them the game or a game you went to that you loved or made you feel something special. And they might have been big achievement games. They might have been losses. And it's just the way the game made you feel.
And it could be sometimes just the moment.
Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the Clemente throw is what you're talking about.
The Clemente throw, exactly.
Did you have a story of your own in there, I would hope?
I have a few.
A few of yours, okay.
So one of my stories concerns, well, as said, I was there the day they retired Mickey Mantle's number, and I remember nothing about it except where I sat and watching him go around the field on a golf cart. But probably the game that means the most to me is the day I took Rachel and David to their first game. Rachel was 8, and David was 4. And if you brought Rachel to a movie in those days, she had 10 books so she wouldn't waste a minute for the time before the movie started. So she had an entire library with her at this game. By the 3rd inning, David and his friend were done. I mean, they were running up and down the steps at Candlestick having a great time, but they were done. And Rachel, her eyes were transfixed on the field as if she had just seen the Mona Lisa or the Beatles in concert. And she was 8, and 7 years later, she began working for the Giants as a giveaway usher. And Marty, as you well know, she's still here.
That's what we say, the rest
we love
history.
Seeing her. Yeah. Oh, we love seeing her. Well, the book is terrific, and again, I like books Firstly, it's a heavy book. There's a lot of stories in here, but it's one you can pick up at any time and just start reading. And you feel the love. And that's what you've captured, the love of baseball. So we have our book tree in Montclair. David up there, and I don't know how you're distributing it, but folks who go up to the book tree in Montclair can see David. I'm sure he can get in touch with Eric to get it. But where's the easiest place to get it?
Well, we're developing a website, which is called Bases to Bleachers. They can it is available on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble's, Barnes & Noble online, and other online stores. You can find it by checking my Facebook page, which is called Bases to Bleachers. So it's available, and if people can get it through me, and I could get them autographed copies. So there are just a variety of ways to do it.
You're getting some coaching here.
And the book, right, thank you. I'm doing a reading at the Book Passage in the Ferry Building this Thursday
Fantastic.
Night.
Fantastic, yeah.
And I hope to do more readings. So far we've done them for friends in our home, but I'm hoping to be able to go around certainly the Bay Area as well as other places.
Well, a lot of local stories in here.
Yeah.
A lot of local stories.
I'm really lucky. I've got stories from Scott Osler, Bruce Jenkins, Bruce McGowan, and your pal Lowell Cohn. So I've been really fortunate. When I talk about this book and how proud I am of it, what I always have to acknowledge is how lucky I've been to get so many wonderful stories from so many people.
Great. All right. Terrific. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Bases to Bleachers, a collection of personal baseball stories from the stands and beyond. Eric Gray, G-R-A-Y.
And if you happen to be a transplant, Eric was telling me off the air that this is not just a Giants book or a Dodger book or a Yankee book. There's at least a story about a player or a coach or somebody from every team in baseball.
Every team in baseball, not to mention minor leagues and pre-little league. It really covers the gamut.
It covers the bases.
Yeah. All right. That's what they say, Bases to Bleachers. All right. Thanks, Eric. All right, more coming up. We've got more baseball coming up. All right, if Eric is here, if you want to chat with him about the book as well.